Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and our theme today is deeper understanding. All three of my guests are giving us a deeper understanding of their particular subject. My first guest gave us a deeper understanding of ourselves. He allowed us to identify our what. My second guest gave us a deeper understanding of Islam, one of today's most misunderstood topics. My next guest will give us a deeper understanding of housing prices in the United States. She's a real estate entrepreneur who created the Real Wealth Network, an organization designed to train and support real estate investors. If you want to call in and join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Kathy Fedke is an active real estate investor, certified professional coach, and host of the Real Wealth Radio Show. She's the founder, as I said, of the Real Wealth Network, an organization dedicated to helping members get the most current and cutting-edge information they need to be successful real estate investors. Kathy's received her BA in broadcast communications from San Francisco State University, and she worked in newsrooms at CNN, Fox, CTV, and ABC7. She's the past president of American Women in Radio and Television. She lives in Northern California with her husband, Rich, and their two young daughters. Welcome to the show, Kathy. How are you today?
Hey, thanks. You know, there's one thing that's going to change on that bio. I'm moving down your way.
You are? Where are you moving to?
We're moving to Malibu.
Oh, well, good for you. I guess things must be good in the real estate business for you.
Well, they are, but I also have a daughter who wants to pursue her acting dreams, so we're following her.
Following there. Oh, well, great. Well, maybe she'll end up going to Pepperdine University, which is also there in Malibu. So wonderful.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thanks very much for being here. Now, it's very timely that you are here. I mean, we're all of a sudden wrapped up in all sorts of international political news, but under the radar, new home sales and home sales came out today. So kind of give us a synopsis of what the report told us about home sales in the United States.
Well, this is for existing, existing homes, and we know that most of those are bank-owned, or I shouldn't say most, about 35% of the sales were distressed, and it was down just slightly, so the volume was down 2%, not too bad, and not a surprise, because this time of year, people don't tend to like to move when their kids have just started school.
All right, and of course you have the holidays coming up as well, so that probably enters into that decision as too. But existing home sales are down 2%. Can you draw any conclusions from that number? Does that tell you anything?
Well, you know, the federal tax credit ended the end of September, so that tells us that, well, that little sugar high is over, and with that, and we're going to, you know, come back to a normal. No, I shouldn't say normal, but a less manipulated market, and we'll really find where that market actually is without all that manipulation. But the manipulation is still there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Kathy, because less manipulated market, that might be something of a misnomer, because there are a lot of bank properties that the banks have not yet released that they're holding in what everybody seems to call the shadow inventory. What is the shadow inventory, and when do you think that these homes will start to hit the markets?
Well, that is definitely anyone's guess, but with the recent foreclosure moratorium, with all the robo-signers that had to stop signing affidavits without actually looking at the stuff, that stopped, and that held back millions of foreclosures. But, you know, we just don't know if or when that will ever hit the market, because, you know, this may force banks to actually do loan modifications, which they've been very... they do them every now and then, but not enough. It's just hard to say what will actually end up hitting the market. But we're seeing like about 2 million homes in that shadow.
All right, 2 million homes is a lot of homes, Kathy. And those are in the shadow inventory. Now, the Federal Reserve and Chairman Bernanke are on record that they're going to try to prop up the market with what they're calling quantitative easing 2, which is all very exciting and good. That means that they're going to start dabbling in more assets. Are they going to start buying up paper that is supported by mortgages in order to prop up the overall U.S. economy? And isn't that going to be another ratchet in the manipulation of the market?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're buying the part of the quantitative easing is in part to keep interest rates low. But you know what? We're not finding that that's making a huge difference, because good borrowers are getting denied anyway. you know, it's almost like the banks don't want to lend their money. Why should they lend it at these low interest rates when they could just buy treasuries, which is what they're doing? They're borrowing money for practically nothing, and they're turning around and lending to exactly who they borrowed from at a profit. So that seems to be a little bit safer for them, and that's what they're doing.
Well, very interesting. The banks have to shore up their balance sheets, so some of that money is going just to make the banks solvent, isn't it, Kathy?
Well, that's right. A lot of the bailout money was initially intended to go towards us, you know, to go towards loans, but instead it was used for reserves. Now, you know, perhaps that was the right thing to do. It's a little frustrating for those of us to say, hey, where's my reserves?
Right. Yeah, we don't have the government backing us up, do we? We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, the CEO of the Real Wealth Network. Now, one of the things that I've been reading in the business press, which is somewhat disturbing to me, is that there are worries in some markets of a double-dip recession in housing prices. What's fueling that fear, first of all, and do you think that that will be a reality here in coastal California?
I do have a concern for the high-priced market. And there are still plenty of markets in California where the numbers don't make sense, where it's just still out of the range of the normal average worker.
Take Malibu, for example.
Take Malibu, but there's nothing average about Malibu, and we are not buying. That's an example of it's much, much cheaper to rent than to buy in a place like Malibu, so that's what we're doing. We'd rather take that $1 million and invest it where we can get a much higher return. So I do have some concern about the high-priced markets in California. I think we're going to see a decline in prices because the salaries just aren't increasing. But then there's parts of the country where we're seeing price increases because salaries are increasing and the numbers work.
Ooh, so tell us where.
Well, that's exactly what we do at Real Wealth Network, is study the areas where there's job growth, salary increases, population growth, and yet affordability. So an example is Dallas, Texas has certain neighborhoods where there's a $90,000 average income. That's pretty high. And yet the average home price, about $146,000. Hmm. So you can see the average person in Dallas can afford a home.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that, it's a healthy market there. But the thing is, not everybody wants to buy a home, so investors like me go in, buy the homes and rent them out to these people with good incomes, and we make some really good cash flow.
All right. Well, we're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, and interesting, you've piqued my interest twice now. You said you're moving to Malibu, you're going to rent, and your investment strategy is to buy homes and rent them out to other people as well. So give us, look into your crystal ball, Kathy, and give us a little prognostication here. Where do you see rental prices going in the next 6 months, and how is that going to help or hurt real estate investing overall?
Well, it depends on where you are. Again, it's like weather. Right now it's storming in Tahoe and probably sunny where you are. So it just depends on where you are. Rents in Phoenix are going down. Why? Because investors from all over the world are buying. There are entire cities in Phoenix that are 100% rental. That scares me. I don't like that kind of competition. I'd rather go to a neighborhood where mine is the only rental. And so, when you're going into high foreclosure areas like Vegas and Phoenix and Miami, it's not a good rental market. I'd be cautious. And yet, again, a place like Dallas where the population is about to double, there's no problem getting a tenant. There's plenty of them. There's over 8 million there right now. I mean, population.
Wow. So. All right. I get it. So where there's high foreclosure rates, bad to go in because rental prices are probably going to be, very competitive at the least. So
yeah.
I'm going to step back. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, who's the CEO of the Real Wealth Network. I want to talk a little bit about your company, the Real Wealth Network, Real Estate Worth Network. How do you call this one of the greatest periods of wealth transfer in history? And so I want to ask you to explain that a little bit and tell us, from where is the wealth being transferred? Where's it going from and to?
Well, right now, a lot of it's being transferred from the banks to us, and, that makes me feel good. I hate to say it, but, the best deals are always in a distressed situation, and I'd much rather it be the bank that's distressed than a family that I'm buying from. So for a real estate investor, this is just a great time. Let me give you an example of an incredible deal we just did.
Okay.
As I had mentioned earlier, single-family homes are, they're great prices, but there's a lot of competition, And there's a sweet spot where there's no competition, and that's properties between $1 million and $10 million, because the average investor can't buy them, and the hedge funds, you know, want bigger stuff. So we just found a developer whose bank loan, you know, the banks are failing left and right, so these developers lose their construction loans and can't finish their project. So we come in, buy them at huge discounts, just do the finishing work, and can sell for very, very large profits. An example is 10 homes in the Oakland Hills with views of the San Francisco Bay and the Golden Gate Bridge, and the loan on that was $7 million. We got it for $1.5 million.
Wow. I mean, that's an incredible discount. That's an incredible bargain. But then you have to have the people and the resources to be able to finish the construction, right, Kathy?
Yeah, you need to have your team in place. And in our case, we said, all right, we need $1.5 million plus another $1 million to finish it. So we did $3 million overall. Well, that's 30 people putting $100,000 in, called a syndication. And, you know, there could be as high as 40% returns on this deal depending on the final sale. But yes, we are, you know, my team is local. They understand the construction. They've got years of experience. The people who really get in trouble in any investment, not just real estate, just happens to be real estate's in the headlines right now, but bond investors are going to find themselves in trouble pretty soon too. But any investor who has not studied the field in which he or she is investing is going to get in trouble. And, you know, if you buy something that maybe it sounds like a great deal, but you don't really know for sure because you're not around there, or you don't have a good team you trust to fix it up, you know, that's where people are getting burned.
Interesting. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody. She's the CEO of the Real Wealth Network. And, Kathy, you touched on something about your team in place and so forth, and you had some partnerships involved. What are some of the advantages of partnerships and investment syndicates right now?
Well, the main thing is what I just said. There's just no money, for one. There's no construction money. And so all these really good developers and good developments, just many of them came to a complete stop when their bank failed and the construction loan dried up and they couldn't get any more money. So same thing. We just bought another one in Portland, 27 waterfront townhomes right in the Pearl District, the hottest part of town. Great project, but the loan disappeared. There's no money, so I hate to, you know, brag one more time, but if you don't mind, the FDIC took over this project. It was a $12.8 million loan. We bought it for $3 million. There's going to be a huge profit there for the investors. So in my opinion, it's when people, you know, I couldn't do that on my own. I don't have $3 million cash in my pocket, but when we come together as a group at Real Wealth Network, we can acquire these kinds of deals that normally were only for the elite, shall we say.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Now, let me ask you to delve into the Real Wealth Network just a little bit deeper, and let me ask you, why do you choose real estate versus stocks or bonds or some of the other more traditional investments that are out there?
That's such a great question. For me personally, I like to understand what I'm investing in, and you know, I watched my dad lose a lot of money over the years, and I think it's because he was a dentist and too busy to really understand where he was putting his money. And I just, you know, I'm not passionate about it. I sit with my financial planner and I just not understand what she was talking about. Whereas I just understand real estate. It's easy. And especially with training, which is what we offer constantly with webinars and live events that are cheap. We're not doing the $20,000 training program. It's $20 for a meeting.
Wow.
So that people can really, yeah, just understand how it works. And,
Talk to us a little bit more about that, Kathy. Talk to us about the Real Wealth Network and how it's maybe different from some other investment groups that are out there.
Well, you know, something that breaks my heart a lot is when people come to our meetings and say, are you kidding me? I just paid $20,000 for this information, and it wasn't nearly as thorough as I'm getting here. I think maybe because of my exposure as a radio personality, that a lot of people used to invite me to their investment groups and clubs, and I would see what seemed like a big ripoff, really, of people selling education that either wasn't even what people needed, and it was just overpriced. So I said, you know what? I know one way to kind of put some of that out of business, and that is to offer this information at a fair and reasonable price, and maybe even almost too cheap. But I really believe that people should have access to information, and I hate it when they, you know, find out that they spent their money on on something that could have gone into an investment.
Sure. We're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody. Kathy, when did you develop the Real Wealth Network?
Let's see, it was in 2004. My husband and I made a bunch of money. That was when real estate prices were going up, and we thought, well, you know, California is getting overbought, overpriced. We need to go check out other places, and we started buying in Texas. And you know, even during this crazy market crash, those properties held value and even increased. And I think just over time, people wanted to know what we were doing and how we were doing it. And I wanted to personally learn from people more advanced than me. And I thought, well, let's just create a network where people can learn from each other, because there isn't really that opportunity for real estate investors. They don't know who to talk to, and they don't necessarily know. Let's be frank, a lot of people make really stupid mistakes in real estate, a lot of speculation. And we just thought, let's make this more valid so that people really know how to do it properly. And I'll tell you, the people that are in our network, some are, they drive trucks and they wear baseball caps, but they are multimillionaires based on the real estate that they have invested in properly. And those guys share their information freely at our meetings and on our webinars. So, you know, I learn, we all learn together, and it's great.
Well, we're talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, CEO of the Real Wealth Network. And, Kathy, if people are listening to the sound of your voice or getting a little bit excited about what you're telling them, where would you direct them to go?
Oh, you bet. RealWealthNetwork.com. That's real, like real estate, wealth, like the health of your money, and network, as in the kind of experts that, as I said, we bring to you. They're the real guys out there. I mean, all of the affiliates we have, they really don't even need to work. But the funny thing about real estate, it's kind of addictive. You know, it's a lot of fun when you know where the deals are, and there's too many for any one of us to have alone. So it's great to be able to share. And we are going to be opening an office down in the down your way. So.
Oh, good. Well, we'll have to have you back to hear more about that, Kathy. And we'll have to leave it there. We've been talking to Kathy Fedke, everybody, CEO of the Real Wealth Network.